I'm Pedro.
Oh, yeah.
That's not the intro. Okay, welcome to the...
Hold on.
Oh, I got it.
No, it's all right. Just go.
Can I bring something to the table?
Yeah.
Please.
Now, we haven't done a part two of anything so far, so I'd like to bring to the table tunnels everywhere.
No. Oh, no.
Alex just threw his phone in desperation. Oh, bloody Johnny Depp's me. He's just like, God, stop it.
I don't understand.
No, I'm kidding. I'm not saying tunnels everywhere. That's not my question.
Because bridges everywhere.
Can you put two tunnels on top of each other? Or build another
I don't. No, 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 no.
All right. So I want to bring to the table toilet talk. Part two.
Oh,
great.
What toilet talk part one did we do?
There was so many, wasn't there?
The Grogans.
I think that's why I've lost track of it.
Yeah, so we've probably done part two and part three already.
I remember the magic wand.
What? The Harry Potter.
Oh,
yeah.
God, you guys were going, what? Oh, shit, that was another podcast.
I've already done the hypnosis for that podcast. Shit, God damn it. For some reason, things have just happened in the bathroom that have not, like, consistently, that have not happened for all of my life. But now that we've talked about it, I think I'm just becoming acutely aware of things that are happening in the bathroom.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I got a list of the things here. So
I just saw him scroll.
Did you write
he has
this
a very
list?
Long list.
Did you write this list on the toilet?
Is this bigger than the Batman versus Superman list of things that he had?
So I don't understand. How loud are you in the bathroom?
It depends.
Okay, so
Does it include singing?
So I go into a bathroom very quiet. There's not room for like I want.
You've just been waiting to use it. That's still going.
Yeah, we're going for a while. So
there's a double flush.
I've noticed like heaps of people coming in just like just like
so you're talking about public bathrooms here. You're not talking about your
own. Yeah, public bathrooms, work bathrooms. Like
I wouldn't imagine Leslie was that loud.
So they come in and they go to the urinal and stuff and they're just like
all the gases are released, right? It's like it's like a cushion.
I guess so, and they they do a beatbox or whatever, and then they just go. A fucking fire hose comes out. And I'm just like, what the fuck? And then you hear, I think it's maybe because they don't know that I'm in there because I'm so quiet.
Right.
Oh, and then, hey, and what are you going, in your mind, are you going, should I do something or?
Should I be like,
I used to be really quiet in the toilet. I'm kind of a nervous poor. I like to sort of keep things silent. But of recent years, I've actually found that I don't care anymore. There's no point because of all these people that you're describing. They just come in and they just fucking let it rip. I'm like, you know what? They're onto something. Now, when I get in there, it's hell's bells. It's all over the place. I'm like, just let's do this.
Are you making noises like harumph and all this?
Maybe it's an alpha male thing.
I think it is. Yeah, and I think it comes back to the, you know, it's a very manly thing. I don't know why it is, but I think it's a very confident, like it's a confidence thing to do. I don't know why people want to come in and just be like,
boo, and then you're like,
I'm sitting there like browsing Reddit and it's like
I remember one time I was having a poop and and I farted and I thought it was really loud. I was really impressed with
fine.
It. No, the guy next to me did one even bigger.
Oh, like, really?
Oh my God. I had to hold myself back from laughing because I was that impressed by how like he just took it to the next level. I'm like
no, you didn't.
No, that would be great if you did.
I wanted to, but like, there was appreciation there.
I think farts are fine. I think I think if you're ever going to let one off, do one in the bathroom. Like, yeah, I think that's fine. Where it's meant the to other be. Stuff. It's yeah. it's the, you know, all that sort of stuff that I just don't.
The grunting.
Yeah. The grunting. And like, so, okay, do you hear the grunting, but then do you hear the aftermath, like the plop?
No, it's mostly
just the grunting.
Mostly like urinal stuff. Ah, but also
urinal. What are people grunting at the urinal?
Exactly. That's exactly why I bring this up. But I suppose also you get the ones where like it's in the stall next to you. I think the other thing is that like they don't know you're in there. And one right. time
they don't care though. They just let it go.
There was a guy in there who just. Oh my God. There was a guy who came in and just started singing.
That was me.
I was just like, what? Like, I'm just being there quiet for the whole time. And then he comes out of the stall.
You should have harmonized with him.
Yeah. With my farts. And then I come out. Sorry, he comes out and sees like the engage signal, and I literally hear him go, "Oh."
He's having a good old. That's fine. A good old time. Have a great old sing.
I guess so.
Like more people need to sing, but you need to sing full songs. Don't just sing like two lines of the song.
What was he singing?
Yeah, what was he singing?
I gotta get out of this place.
Yeah.
No. Hey. Like
goodbye, no. Yellow brick pee. No, I don't know.
That's a good peeing song, actually.
Yeah, goodbye, yellow brick pee road. Yeah. Yeah, brown's out for summer. The other thing. So, can I ask you this question? And this is part of Toilet Talk Part 2.
It's part five of this day. Whatever.
This time it's toileter. Do you pee when you pee, like in a stall? Like, I know we talked about urinal stall, but when you're in the stall, do you pee on the bowl or in the water?
I love this question. This is such a good question.
I'll take it to another level though. Yeah. When you pee in the trough and there's no one around. Do you like kind of like try to like cover the whole thing?
There is a thing yes. where you need to
paint across.
Yeah,
it's just
paint across.
I'm just like, oh, there's no water coming down. Like, piss on that bit.
Yeah.
And then sometimes it's just like running up and down the side of this
No one's doing that.
I am.
But won't you fall over?
Okay. Maybe running isn't the right word, but I'm just like, that side, this side, just cover it everywhere. Someone walks in, it's like,
you're the whistler.
Back to regular pee.
Yeah, the bowl. The water or the bowl.
So what?
Great. I adapt to the situation.
Yeah.
So do I.
Yes. The bowls are different.
Okay. What's the adaptation? Adaptation.
I don't really know.
Oh,
I'm not sure. I just sometimes if I want it to be loud, just pee into the water.
Yeah.
This is sitting on the toilet, right?
No. Oh. You're standing. You're standing and you're just like peeing like. If I want to be quiet, I just pee on the bowl.
No. Actually, you start on the around the porcelain, and then you work your way up to the bowl.
Okay. I feel like if it's like a ferocious pee, like you want to get into the water straight away just to see how loud it is.
So I adapt to the situation. So normally I'm quiet. Like I do the silencer on. You know, the bowl
silencer. I like that.
Yeah. So I'm on the side of the bowl, but now this goes to my thing that
when someone comes in singing, you want to, hey, I'm in here. Look, the water's making noise.
No, but so this goes to my thing where all bathrooms need to have some sort of music or something because it's when it's quiet and you're going on number two and somebody else is going number two. It's very awkward. So what I do if somebody else is in the stall. And I'm in the next stall peeing. I do in the water to give them some coverage.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, That's very generous. Yeah, it's very generous. So
sometimes if I'm worried about the situation where it's like it's going to be awkward because I'm pooping right next to someone that I don't know, I'll actually put some toilet paper in the bowl first.
Yeah, some cushion.
Yeah, so it's just like I've pooped. Can't hear it.
The only thing about that is that it smells a lot more because it doesn't go under the water.
Sitting above the water.
Yeah. But I was in a situation where I was at a wedding and for some reason the toilets were out, you know, not next to the wedding area. And it was it was like a pin drop quiet. And it was just me and a friend sitting next to each other. And it was just the most awkward thing that I ever...
Like a portaloo?
Or just normal bathrooms. It's just like, what? It's so quiet. I can hear him doing everything.
I avoid those situations. If I go in, if I'm going to go into the toilet with someone I know, I might just walk away and come back because you don't want to hear that. I can't do it.
Yeah.
That's why I would never go to the toilet at the same time as you when we're at work.
Yeah.
There's two toilets there.
Oh, yeah. If I see you away from your desk, I'm not going to the bathroom.
You wait till I come back because you assume I'm there.
Yeah.
We poop a lot.
Normally at 10 minutes or 15 minutes at a time because you're probably like...
Do you high five when you just walk back?
Because we're
trying to get peems to each other, which is toilet memes.
Yeah, that's a good term for that. We Kieran coined that peems when you're sending funny memes from the toilet.
Oh, I like that.
So we can't sit next to each other and poop, but we can send picture messages.
Peems.
Peems.
#peems. One time in a bathroom, I heard... Like we work with some older people.
Yeah, we know that.
So it's a bit harder for some of them to get going with the urinal.
Ugh.
So sometimes it's
maybe this is the grunting you're hearing.
surely that's I'm not like, good I'm to like force just, it. Like, I mean, you should be if you're not ready, come back in half an hour.
I think it changes when you get older.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, at least they still have control over it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly.
Instead of like I peed myself again.
Yeah.
Do you have those co-workers?
No.
No, this is hypothetical.
But one time somebody came in and did the, you know, went in the stall. I heard, oh God.
Okay. Do you think they did something or they saw something to make them go, oh God?
That's a good question.
I've walked into some toilets and backed right out of them. Like, who are you?
It was after about 5 minutes of them being in there. So okay. I think it was definitely something they did. So I hope they're okay.
thought I was aiming right. Obviously, I wasn't.
Yeah, it's always a weird situation where I don't know if you've been in that situation where somebody is having some troubles in the stall next to you. Have you ever been in that situation?
You mean no?
No, I'm
used.
I've had
to,
it a couple of times.
I'm used to.
You mean like they're going or like they've got a problem where it's like diarrhea or something?
No, it's more a problem. I think it's like a medical problem because like.
if you've ever been sitting next to someone that has diarrhea, that's terrible as well. Because you just know what they're going through.
You don't know if they're peeing or pooping.
No, you do know. You do know because it doesn't gush out fire, like that. Yeah. If someone's like, peeing like that...
Sometimes I like to play pee or poop, like in the stall next to them.
There's little plongs amongst the water coming down.
Can I ask you a really probably gross question? Related to this.
Yes. Please. Take it to gross because I haven't been
I mean it's
been 5 minutes.
It's on the same level, but do you guys ever get poo envy when someone else is having it sounds like they're having a really thorough shit.
Oh, because you hear the plonks.
And you're just like, fuck, I wish I was having that kind of poo. I'm
poo envy.
I don't think I've ever had that, but
it's just like, okay, I need to poop. It's coming out, but it's not coming out quickly or as fast as I want. Let's just get this over with. You hear the person next to you having a great time, just endless pooing.
A great time.
Okay.
Are they whistling?
It's like, having a good time, having a good time.
Don't stop me now. I don't know. It's something that I've thought about, but I'm not sure if anyone else has really thought about it. Poo envy. I believe it's a thing. I have it.
I think I've envied past poos. If a poo comes out and it comes in like a Chinese diver and it just goes, and that was like, fucking, that was awesome. It just pin dropped in there.
Yeah.
That's it. Have you no ever, wiping?
Have you ever had a zero?
Is this, we're talking about phantom wipes?
Yeah. A zero where you're like, I don't need to wipe now. And you just get up and go.
It's just like,
no, I think you always
wipe. I've always,
I know, I always wipe.
It's a, no, but it, that's the gamble. That's the game. Like,
it's not a game.
Yeah. It's a like a zero or a
get,
one.
Do you get stains on your underwear?
We've talked about
this. Are you one of those? Are you a stander?
No, no. No, like a zero is a game that you play. Like, I had a zero and you have to out and do your thing and then... And then check later.
No one wins in that game. No one wins.
Who are you playing this with? Are you keeping like a tally?
No, no, no. Just I've just heard people do it.
Yeah, it was a friend. It was a friend.
But I don't. I've never had the guts to do a zero. I've always done a one. Like a single. Wiped. Yeah, and plenty of singles in my life, and to me they're really satisfying.
I've done zeros. Like, I've always wiped.
Yeah, but no. As soon as you wipe, that's a single.
Yeah. Oh yeah, right. Gotcha.
There's no zero is like
you're
zero
talking is one. Like,
all right, can't tell that out.
So you're talking about one square of paper is a one.
No, like just one wipe is
one wipe. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever done that? You've only had a one. You've only had
I only ever had one. Okay, gotcha. I've never had the guts. The zero.
You must have felt amazing that day.
Oh, it happens quite a bit actually. It's great. Yeah,
good
I feel like once a week I do like a proper single.
If you've got a good diet, when I go on a good diet, I'm like, so this is the new normal.
Yeah, like this is what everyone's talking about. Yeah, like having a regular bowel.
I don't feel sick when I poo anymore.
I'm not like,
oh God.
Yeah.
Well, that's the end of part two of the toilet talk. If anybody
thank God for that.
How about another potato fact?
Sure, let's do it.
Please.
Okay.
I've been dying to that first potato fact.
Okay, we're starting low again. On average, a person will eat 33 kilograms of potatoes each year. But on average, Australians eat 60 kilograms of potatoes each year.
Wow.
That's a lot of potatoes.
That is a lot of potatoes.
60 kilograms.
For Australians, apparently.
That's all fries, right?
Nah, it might be like roast potatoes, mashed potatoes.
You're not eating them whole.
How often are you having those compared to like potatoes, like fries, potatoes?
I don't have, we have like roast potatoes quite a bit.
Okay.
Does sweet potatoes count in that count?
I did read a fact about how they're kind of related to potato, but not strictly.
Mm.
So these are they're called potato, but they're not.
Okay.
It's not but entirely not, accurate not to call them a potato. So. Yeah.
They're like a 90s potato. They're like, they're sweet.
It's like a chimpanzee potato. 98%, but
just not quite human. Not quite
potato. That's a lot of potatoes. Great.
They're human enough to fuck a frog.
Oh, yeah. That is a great video.
Is this a frog trying to root a potato?
No.
No, a chimpanzee rooting a frog.
Oh.
Yeah, he is just face fucking that thing. It's so vicious.
That's the worst way to die. You know what I mean? Like,
well, I haven't seen that video. So.
You haven't seen the video?
No.
Oh, Google it.
No.
All right.
Yeah, our American friends are talking about the rat with pizza, but we're talking about chimpanzee with a frog.
Rooting a frog.
That's a root. Right? Oh, that's an example of a root.
That video is. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's definitely a root. That was a fact.
That was a fact, yeah. Gotcha. I mean, again, I've taken this off the internet.
For the facts.
I've taken this off the internet at face value, and I'm telling the world that it's true. So
I'm taking it as a fact.
Yeah. I found several websites with the exact same facts, so I don't know if that correlates to it being true.
Your research is deep.
Or they've just copied and pasted. I don't know. It was almost word for word.
Yeah. All right.
Stay tuned for more potato facts.
Who's got a
potato
question?
Facts?
The question.
Yeah.
All right.
Stupid.
That's a stupid question. I don't know where I don't know which one to choose. All right. Okay. It's ready for this one. So what's the deal with aliens? Where are the aliens?
Oh, okay.
what's the deal?
Where are they?
What's the deal with aliens?
Yeah, like seriously, where are they?
Well,
tell me.
There's actually some really good theories about this that I've forgotten.
Oh. Man, it's like sitting next to Einstein.
I really got this.
So it's like E equals M. I just can't get the rest.
What's it?
I've forgotten it.
Anyone want a pizza?
No, I was just like, thinking about the other day, I was like, surely we're not the only ones.
Well, we're not the only ones.
In the universe.
We're not, because planets, like, even, like, our solar system has, life.
Yeah.
Okay, intelligent life.
So, where are they?
The thing about intelligent life is...
They say for a species... Go on,
Kieran. I was just going to drop some knowledge.
No, go on.
You're both about to drop some.
I was serious.
You go.
No, I was going to be serious. So.
Yeah, I was too.
No, well, they say for a species to get to an intelligent race to get to this point where they can travel the stars, it's like no species can get, because there's a level of peace and...
That was actually my thing, understanding that
it's impossible to imagine.
Yeah, it's
the Fermi paradox, isn't it?
The gap between where it's intelligent life and that syncs up with another intelligent life that can travel to each other is just so remote that
because there's not enough collaboration in the
you're talking about Pete, right? So I was talking about like two intelligent lives being parallel to each other, close enough together they can travel. It's just because as humans, we know like we're 1 second on the 24-hour clock. Yeah,
like we're 2 million or whatever, 2 billion.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is nothing.
And
we will probably destroy ourselves before like a next.
Exactly. And that's the thing, like intelligent life grows up and then dies out not at the same time. So it's just for that to sync up is just incredibly remote.
Right. Should we be trying harder to go and find some aliens? Like, you know what I mean?
I think Elon Musk is trying hard to find.
Who's that? I don't know that.
The guy who's doing the Mars Russian mission. SpaceX and Tesla.
I'm just like, you know, if we're serious about it, like, fuck it, let's do it.
I think people want to do it, but other people do not want to do it. And that's the parody system, you know, in action.
It's the whole... This is the basis of Star Trek, right? This is the whole... We got to get to a point where to exist isn't like to make money, to have a job. It's just like for the advancement of the race.
Yeah.
And we're nowhere near that.
We're not close. We're not close.
I think we're going backwards.
We're not really helping the matter. Like, we're just sitting on a couch talking about...
We're nice guys.
Toilet talk part two.
We know the problems. We know the problems, but A, we can't be fucked, and 2, we can't do anything anyway.
And there's too much sport in the world to...
I've got too many podcasts to listen to.
So, do you think as a species we've become lazy?
Yes.
But I don't know about that. Advancement in technology and stuff.
I think there's too many stupid people that are now surviving. Like
we're keeping them alive.
It's that MIB thing of like individual are smart, but people as a whole are stupid, panicky, and so people can't advance that very well.
There's also another interesting thing in pop culture and all that where... You have these aliens come that are aggressive and they're angry and they want resources and stuff. But people say, again, that if a species was able to travel intergalactically and all that, that they couldn't be... Like, they wouldn't have evolved to be like that. They wouldn't evolve to be aggressive.
They wouldn't be aggressive, would they? They would actually have come to, like, a much more higher intelligent sort of conclusion that you need peace and that you need to get along, right?
And there was a...
That sounds awesome. Bring them on.
Yeah, but we're not at that level. So we can't even do that.
So aliens are looking at us like fucking they're meat sacks made out of meat and like I don't know what the fuck that is.
They don't even lay eggs.
Listen to them struggle with their own bowels.
That one there cares about his fellow species' privacy. Look at him. Look at him making just enough noise in the bowl so that the other guy feels comfortable. Look, he's the chosen one. Let's probe him.
If we were all as compassionate, I think they would have a much more...
If we're all like you, Kieran, yes.
Yeah. Do you think about that? Like,
if everyone was like you?
Like, seriously. Like... If everybody was like yourself, like...
If everyone was like you, I would like everyone else to be like Andy, just so they could spoil the movie for you.
It's just like one hemisphere going, it's a twin.
No!
It's night over here. Like, have you ever thought that? Because like
7 a.m.
Oh, God. Don't. If the world was more like me, be all right.
I've always looked at like, you know, like,
it'd be boring though, wouldn't it?
You know, at the soccer, these people that are actually going there and starting a fight, like that's what they're going to do.
Yeah,
and they're engaging other hooligans that are there. I don't understand that. Like,
yeah. So you like, I don't. You'd rather them to be more like you, and I'm sure. Like, people on the other side of the coin, the people that, like, you know, just say, like guns, like, you know, want to keep women down, all that sort of stuff. They're just like, the world would be better if people like me, like,
yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
a parody thing.
So, that's why the aliens aren't here, because we're all bloody stupid.
Well, yeah.
Well, I like Star Trek, but the other concept is...
I know. I can tell.
No, but the other thing is, like, the first contact of humanity by the Vulcans, which is Spock's race, that happens because humans have discovered warp drive.
Mm.
And they, like, so they were always there, but they didn't, like, the meat sacks. They were just doing nothing. And then, but because they got that technology, they knew that there had to be a level of understanding.
Did the Vulcans know we were there?
Yeah.
Okay.
But they just didn't give a shit.
That's right, because we were meat sacks that, you know, we were in whatever, post-industrial age, whatever we're in.
Because the Vulcans don't really care for humans in Star Trek, do they?
No, yeah, well, they don't, but they still make the contact because we have found the technology.
Right.
So, they assume because humans have the technology that there is a level of... There's an intelligence there that is worth engaging. If we don't, they won't care about it.
Mm.
So,
the Mars mission, would you go? Kieran?
No.
No way. Would you go?
Wait, can you come back?
No.
I reckon I could handle the situation, but I wouldn't want to go. I reckon I could handle it. But I wouldn't
want to
go.
How many people are going?
I think it's like 16. Oh, is it that much?
The problem with the mission is that it's a one-way mission. I think that is a very big problem with the whole concept. Like, even if there was thousands of people that put their hand up, it's still the wrong concept.
Is this the one that they're turning into a reality TV show?
Yeah, well they need that to make money, probably, right?
Well, that was a scam.
Oh.
That one was a scam.
I signed up for that one.
And then I got an email from a Nigerian.
Yeah.
You made it.
Because to me, that highlights a deeper issue that people wanting to be famous.
Whoa.
What the fuck?
Okay.
I'm getting out of here.
The alien invasion has begun.
it's like those horror movies where this is a nice house. This is a nice house. Like, get out. Well, it's a pity where I can't stay then.
Well, get out. Now that you guys know...
That was Eddie Murphy.
Hey, that was... We should probably check the recording to see if it's still there. Yeah. But what the fuck was I saying?
Is anyone's ass hurt? Or is it just me? I'm fine. I was just...
They're just
wondering.
The aliens are just like, well, they're asking the questions.
Yeah.
I think we might give them answers.
It's time.
Through their ass.
Yeah. No, I'm fine. I was just wondering if you guys were.
Yeah. What?
What was... sorry. Yeah. So, if this is all for the sake of a reality TV show, that highlights a different issue that people are just doing it for the fame that it brings, and then they're probably going to be very isolated when they get there and realize that it's not all it's cracked up to be because they're no longer on planet Earth.
Oh, yeah. Like the
people can't handle Big Brother.
Yeah.
We want them to go to another planet.
I think that's really ironic, though, if it is a reality TV show, then people are going to be famous, but they're never going to experience the fame that they get. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like for a little bit, I guess, but...
Yeah, they're flying to Mars. And then they're going to be famous on Earth, but they're never coming back here. No one cares. Like, they might get laid. They're probably going to get laid up there. Like, there's only going to be 16 of them.
The mission, so. They need to return. Otherwise, it's pointless.
People change. Like, people's motivations for things change. And if you decide that you want to go, you might get through halfway through.
3 months. What is it? 3 months?
Oh, surely it's longer to Mars.
Is it?
Oh, it would have to be. You have to be longer.
According to those movies, it's much longer.
Wasn't the Martian? Wasn't that?
It was like a year or something, wasn't it?
Oh,
and that was because it was the orbits got close or something. Because then if they missed
it. Don't spoil the movie for me.
You haven't seen it?
No. Oh, but that, no, but that's not... That, that's
is,
just,
is it,
that's
is it a
science.
Twin? Is
no,
it a
but
twin?
That's science. Like
the, there's no twist.
Okay.
The Earth and
there's
Mars.
No twin.
And there's no twin.
Oh, I'll just shut up.
Sorry, Pedro.
No,
sorry,
no, no. I'll just... That's science. Like, the orbits. There's the point where it's close.
I agree that, it, like, if they're doing something like that, you need to come home.
Yeah.
Like, that, it's like doing a magic trick and then being like... Well,
not doing the reveal. Not doing the prestige.
Oh, Jesus.
This American Life actually interviewed one of the people for the Mars mission. And she was like, it was like she was auditioning for Big Brother.
How old was she?
About like 21, 22, something like that. And it was stupid. Very weird.
Don't do, like, don't, no.
Yeah.
Like, hang out here. In your 20s, you know what I mean? It's great.
That's it. I feel like people are trying to escape a problem by going that far away, right?
People don't get the concept. I think people have... Space travel is just viewed as so easy now. But it's not. It's a,
because I don't think it's easy.
No,
have
but
you seen Apollo 13?
Like, no, but she does.
Fucking shit is crazy.
All right.
Yeah, but I would love to see some aliens. Not going to...
Totally.
Some, yeah, just...
I would love to, because then we can finally play like Earth, like have a soccer team Earth versus them.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah. Because football is for all, including aliens.
Could you imagine that? Imagine like, all right.
No planetism. Like, it's like the Space Jam thing, right?
Yeah.
That's a sequel. There's a sequel coming out.
Yeah, with LeBron.
Yeah, LeBron James though.
Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah. No, I love it.
I think he's a better actor than Michael Jordan.
Oh, yeah, he is too. No, he's not that great. Didn't you see him in...
I saw him in Trainwreck.
But is it Looney Tunes still? Yeah, wasn't that great.
He was pretty good.
Is it in
Looney Tunes? Like, he didn't have much... He had, like, one thing to do. Like, just be
LeBron James.
Not yourself, but yourself at the same time. Anyway.
Who asked... Do you want to ask a question?
Has Alex asked a question yet?
Yeah. I can ask... I've got another one. I've got a joke.
Yeah.
What do lawyers wear? What clothes do lawyers wear?
I feel like this is going to be bad.
Hold on.
Briefs. Wait, that wasn't funny.
I don't think this is going to be funny either.
Lawsuits.
And that's the end of Is This a Stupid Question? Thanks for joining us. That's it.
The final episode.
I hope you had the time of your life. What's the graduation song of this era?
Generation?
Oh, you know, wasn't it? You know what we had?
It was Vitamin C. That like.
Do you know what we had as our graduation song?
Yeah,
my school. We had Incubus's Drive.
What?
Oh.
Yeah, it was a good song.
Yeah, it's a good song, but
what does it mean?
Forever tomorrow, whatever tomorrow brings, I'll be there. With open arms and open eyes,
Was that the teachers talking to the students very creepily?
That was the lyrics.
would be the song? I don't know.
Work. Now you gotta work.
What are you gonna say? What would be the song of the kids these days?
No, like the generation now, like the.
Oh, there'll be a song. It's just we don't know.
It's just dying.
I don't even know the song. That was just funny. You're gonna work and die.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't answer that question. Justin Bieber, probably. One Direction.
I just like.
And that Green Day song was massive because it was like the Seinfeld song.
Yeah.
Was it the Seinfeld song though?
Yes, it was.
How it became famous?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, like it was in the last episode.
Yeah, I know.
It wasn't it probably didn't debut, but it was. I mean, how many people watching Seinfeld?
Wait, what are you talking about?
The Green Day song,
Time of Your Life.
That was in
Seinfeld. Second to last episode was a clip show, and that was the end of the clip show.
I feel like
I'm sorry, like the monkey hitting the banana.
Why has he got a frog? I don't understand why he's a frog now.
Supposedly that song was written as a fuck you, but everyone misinterpreted it as like a farewell, I'm going to miss you type thing.
Yeah.
Well, what the fuck is a fork in a road? Oh, yeah.
So when does it
go? I regressed back to when I thought it was an actual fork in a road.
You're thinking bridges and tunnels,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, there's actually
no, but actual, bridges like a, and like a silver roads. Fork.
Like a fork pitch.
Yeah, a pitch fork. Sorry. In a row. I don't know why I thought that for. I've thought that for many years.
With the
I don't understand why they're talking about a fork in a road for. What is that fork
why
doing?
Why are they
there?
Dropping cutlery?
Where's the knife?
If you're still listening to this, give us a 5-star rating on iTunes.
Hit us up with any stupid questions and we will answer them.
You can download us on iTunes, Stitcher.
Yeah, we're on Stitcher and iTunes. Search Is This a Stupid Question? Also, find us on Twitter at a question stupid.